Let me see if I can hold this up and you can hear it. Tell me if you can hear the static in this speaker. I have no idea if that comes through. That was the final snap, final kneel down. Why is there booze? Are they booing the refs? Oh, they're booing the refs running off? Oh. Now the refs are waiting. And now there's a shell of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cops circling the refs. Oh, I see. The students have gathered in the corner. Oh, now the refs are running. Oh, maybe the students are throwing stuff at them. Oh, I see. Okay. I see what that was. The cops had realized that the fans were so mad at the refs that they needed to escort them out. It's kind of wild. Like, you win and you're still mad. Anyway, doesn't matter. I don't know if you can hear the static coming through the speaker. It's like a like it's constant and nonstop here. It's like interference, like when somebody's getting a text and like you used to hear it in your old computer speakers, one of those things. Anyway, it's like my own personal torture at this moment. Like the rest of the media has gone downstairs because you can go on the field in the 5 minutes. I don't enjoy going to the field at the final 5 minutes of a game like this. I avoid the press conference. I don't want to interview any players. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to exist. No, that's not bad. I don't want to, like, you know, do this. Hold on. Some guy's going through my stuff. Hey, that's my stuff, man.
Closing the windows.
Oh, okay. Okay. You want me to move my cable? Okay. That was wild. Like, he doesn't have a lanyard on, and there's just some guy, like, who picked up my laptop. And it's like, what does he think? He's closing these garage doors, but still. That was weird. So I was like, you know, 15 feet away, and some guy comes over and grabs my laptop and picks it up. It's like, bro, that's mine. Anyway, they have these garage doors that they open during the game, and then you can maybe hear it coming down right now. And this one bounced back up. And it bounced back up. And help them out. It's not hitting anything, but it just keeps going. God, I wish I could. I should be videotaping this. Can you hear that? It's like your garage door gets all the way down, and then there's something, and it pops back up, and then it goes all the way down, and then there's something, and it pops back up. I just tried to go to a quiet corner, crying in my beer. Can't do it. Now it's quiet. Now it's too quiet. Anybody behind me? No. Okay. That was a chaotic 3 minutes of my life. I think somebody's, like, the press box is completely empty because everybody goes out of the field. So that had the feel of a dude, like, huh, nobody's here. Free MacBook. That final play. The final play before the two-minute warning. 3rd and 11. Fumbled forward. We don't fall on yet another fumble. They pick it up. Break tackles. Get a first down. It's the most representative play I've ever seen. Oh. Now the supervisor's yelling at somebody. I should have gone down to the stands. I mean, this is from the stands, right? I thought these windows would be open. I'd have a moment here. but I don't. Hold on, I'm moving locations. Okay. I have time again. I wish you could. I hope you could hear that. Oh, dude just got fired. Hold on. Hold on. Let's see if you can hear that. I think he could tell I was spying. So somebody was just like, cannot have that conversation on the radio. You will be replaced. Things are popping off in Seattle. Anyway, the final play. A third fumble. Fumbled into the defense. Picked up by the quarterback, who breaks tackles and gets a first down. A game where we had opportunities and we threw them away. A game where we couldn't stop them on third down. They finished 9 of 11. A game where the defense could not get a stop. And all of it, all of it, happened on one play. One final play. It's like an epilogue. It's exactly what it is. This game had an epilogue. Oh, good. Can you hear this? Oh, that's spying more people. This is what press boxes are now.
I don't like this.
Isn't it crazy? God, I wish there was some way I could make the point of what press boxes, like I was here in 2014. You know, the press box was a press box. I'm here today. The press box is a, you know, you could tell everyone's pulling for Washington. It just has changed so much that these guys don't have any problem, like, talking about the officials, like, loudly. Like, that's just how press boxes are now. It's so crazy. Like, it went from there's a certain decorum to, we're all just pulling for Washington. Let's just let it rip. So crazy. Anyway, just an epilogue for the game. We can't take advantage of their miscue. They fumbled 3 times, including a punt at our 10. Nothing. 0 for 3 on recovering those 3. 2 for 11 on stopping them on third down when we even got to a third down. Successful drive after successful drive after successful drive. And the season we all wanted is officially over. We've only lost to number 1 and number 2. We're still in this. Over. Still going to be a fine season. It's still a program. It's still all that stuff. But opportunities. God, it's just so hard to watch opportunities lost. A pick right in our hands. Dropped. 3 fumbles. 0 for 3. Got a guy tackled at the 2 on third down. Fights through it. Climbs over our guys. Gets in for the end zone. For touchdown. Right there. Plays to be made. Plays that'll change the game. Couldn't make them. Luke can't do it all. He made some crazy, like, blitzer in his face, throw it to the spot by the sticks and get it there throws today. But what can he do, right? I wrote this week about Havoc. I wrote about the problem with the defense is we're 131st out of 136 on passes defended. We are, you know, 119th in interceptions. We are terrible at tackles for loss. I don't remember the number. I'm going to walk back down to my computer since the guy didn't steal it and just look for tackle for loss real quick. 2. Passes broken up, 3. No fumbles, no interception. Havoc number, 5. Will probably be the worst number in the Big Ten today. It's not just missing Xavier Scott and Durajaye. It's not Matt Bailey in a club. It's just a defense that couldn't get there and couldn't capitalize on any opportunities. And got breaks. 2 picks taken back for penalties. Absolute breaks. I mean, we even got to a punt. Like, just dive at the ball at his foot. Like, we got to the punter. Just dive at his foot. Take the ball before it hits his foot. And we go body. And he gets the punt off. And he keeps the drive going. I mean, game was over at that point, but still. Block that. Go in the end zone. You're kicking off down, what, 42-32? Still 4 minutes left to maybe get a stop. Opportunity, 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 opportunity. Blown, blown, blown. Blown, 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 blown. It just sucks. Okay, now I'm stupid. Now I looked up at a TV. It's Missouri driving on Vandy. Okay, Vandy, I never asked for much from you. How much time is up? I'm going to go over there. Somebody over here. He caught it, but his knees down. Oh no! It hit the ground. Came out of his hands. Oh my gosh. Okay. I mean, I'm grasping at straws now. I need a Mizzou loss to make me feel better. I'm just a sad, pathetic human. Thank you, Vandy. I'm looking out at sunshine right now. Oh. Why couldn't it have rained? No, they needed it to rain better than we did. It's so funny, when it did rain, we get them screwing up their flea flicker and them muffing a punt for the 20 minutes of the game where it actually did rain. And we did nothing with either moment. so hard. Oh my god. Okay, why are they still reviewing the Vandy play? Okay, we're staying here, folks. I'm gonna stay with you. Did he catch that? So when I'm recording, I don't want to stand with a bunch of people because they might say something that would get recorded. Okay, that makes me feel better. Those Missouri dudes standing over me in 1993 are sad right now. And that makes me feel better. God, don't be beautiful. Look at view out this window. This is stupid. God, that's a good look. With the sunshine on the hills across here. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to make it the cover photo. I apologize for this being the most bizarre. Okay, I'll use that for the photo. This is the most bizarre from the stands, from the press box. Oh my gosh, there's a door right here. I can go out into the stands. Maybe I'll do that. Let's see if it opens. Nope, it's not gonna open. It is gorgeous out here. I'm gonna take another photo and I'll use that one. No, well, sun just went on behind a cloud. Why am I still talking? I think just because I don't want the moment to end. Yep, that's why I'm still talking. I don't want the moment to go away. Like, I've so enjoyed all this year having this moment of, like, we're a big boy. We're in the playoff conversation. We're number 12 in these strength of record numbers. We're blah, 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 blah. And we have a moment to prove it on the road, and we didn't prove it. We'll still go 8-4. We'll still go 9-3, something like that. It's a fine season. But damn it, for 9 months, 10 months, I got to pretend. I got to pretend we could be in that conversation. And freaking Indiana is in that conversation. I just hate that. Yeah, it's just, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just letting it all go. You know, I tried to, like, let it go at Indiana, and then boom, we turn around with USC, and it's a thing, and we're a game, and this and that. And now, here we are. It's over. I mean, Washington, win 3, and they have a game against Oregon here to get in the playoff. Who are those 3 against? Look it up. Wisconsin, Purdue, UCLA. Yes. Washington will now be here 9-2 playing Oregon for a playoff spot in 4 weeks. We let them get to that spot. We allowed it. One team eliminated, one team in. God, it sucks. They weren't talking like this all off season. They just wanted an improved season, but now they got this. You know, I got this video of the stands in the second quarter. Like, they announced like 60-some thousand. There were 40% of the sold seats were empty. I know it was the rain in the forecast, but look, the balcony seats were covered. No excuse to not show up. It's just kind of sad. Like, this could be a playoff team that had 37,000 people show up for a ranked opponent in late October. It's kind of really sad. Like, they deserve a lot more for what they're doing. But my team wasn't ready for the moment. God, it sucks. All right, I gotta stop holding this door open. I'm probably letting all this noise into the press box. It was there, and we let it go. And it's over. Now just time to talk about, oh no, a boring 8-4, 9-3 season. But what was going to be something is unfortunately gone. God, it sucks. Go on there.